Well, I am thrilled joining us this morning, Keith Getty, who is the Keith in Keith and Kristen Getty, of course, from his home, I believe, in Nashville. Good morning, Keith.
Yes, it's Nashville most of the year, and I think any hopes of flying back to Ireland next month are looking pretty small right now.
And I'm so sorry to hear about that, too. Well, first and foremost, how are you and your entire family doing as you, like pretty much everyone else in the country and in the world, are on lockdown right now?
Well, we are thankful to be alive, very conscious of the sadness and the tragedy that is both beginning to happen and will indeed really begin to take root in about 3 weeks' time. So aware it's very sad right now, very aware we're going to hit a crisis in about 3 weeks, but at the same time, just thankful to the Lord that we are healthy, and I'm really enjoying this time together. There's, you know, if it doesn't sound crass, you know, times like this, where you're thinking about life and death every hour, where you're realizing that most of the things you stress about most of the time are utterly dispensable, and when you actually, you know, are in front of your family much more than usual, all of those things, I think, lead to healthier and humbler and actually nicer people. So,
well, yeah, because nobody actually wants anything like this to be happening. But at the same time, there is all these blessings coming about of really being able to take stock, that take that time with family. And I've heard so many incredible stories of people turning to God who maybe haven't turned to God in forever, or they're turning to Him for the very first time during this time of upheaval.
No, that's right. That's right. And that's what we got to be praying for. And that's, as Christians, we have to show. That's part of the reason that we all have a responsibility to pray. We all have the responsibility to act in a loving way to other people, whether that's responsibly to stay away and not become carriers of the disease, or whether that's to find a practical way of helping through funds or phone calls or other practical ways we can think of. And so, I mean, you know, Christianity, in the first 10 centuries of Christianity, the first millennia of Christianity, so much of Christian growth happened because of how Christians responded in plagues and pestilence and crisis.
Absolutely. And that's, yeah, I feel like that's why there is such an opportunity to shine the light of Christ right now. And you and your family are doing that so beautifully. It is such a joy what you and your family are doing with the Getty Family Hymn Sing. Now, Keith, can you tell me how all this came about? Because this is clearly caught on now and it's becoming a tradition. And I'm assuming it's going to keep going on for as long as we're all stuck at home.
Well, it'll go on as long as we feel we can sustain it. A lot of people are vaguely interested. So it started as a complete accident. As many of you know, it was St. Patrick's Day, and I was being a bit of an annoying husband, if we're being honest. And my wife Kristen's really idea or vision. She just said, "Why don't we sing hymns?" Because I was sitting at dinner time, and I was thinking it was the worst St. Patrick's Day I'd ever had. Imagine, it's almost like a joke. What did the Irish guy do in quarantine in St. Patrick's Day? It sounds like a joke you're going to hear. And she goes, "Well, let's do a hymn sing." And she goes, "Why don't we just put it up on FaceTime Live and let people join in with her, because so many people are sad." She'd been reading social media that day, and just the sheer sadness and fear and unknown. And so we just put it up, and we sang "Be Thou My Vision" and "All Things Bright and Beautiful." And we did "What Grace Is Mine," which is Christian version of "Danny Boy," and "In Christ Alone," "Christ Our Hope in Life and Death." And it just had a phenomenal response. And national television, Fox News Television, picked it up multiple times that week. National radio picked it up. And it became this kind of story, and by the next week the show had viewing audiences in the millions. So it moved straight to on all platforms a seven-figure audience by the second week, which is basically our kids singing hymns for 25 minutes, and I have to say, not even behaving themselves, just Chris and I at the piano with the kids just singing hymns. This week's only lasted 20 minutes, so we keep it pretty short, but it just allows families and individuals just to turn on and do it. And then each episode is on YouTube, so you can go to Getty YouTube and get it there, and you can watch the past episodes. They're all at the top of the page, very easy to see.
Yeah, it's so joyful just watching you and Kristen and your beautiful girls. Now, do you have 3 or 4 children, Keith?
We have 4, but we do it at 7:15 because Tally's the youngest and she's a terror. So we kind of feel if we can get her to sleep, then the thing's got a chance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she is total complete chaos. Yeah.
Well, and she just turned 2 years old?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, well, congratulations, Keith. That's incredible. Oh, well, and how old is your oldest girl?
Eliza's nine. She's kind of the leader of those kids in that, and she does such a good job of singing and taking care of her sisters with us and making it happen. And then the middle two, Charlotte and Gracie, are just trouble from start to finish. So,
well, it's so incredibly joyful. So once again, that's the Getty Family Hymn Sing, and you can find it by, you can look up Keith and Kristen Getty on social media, on Facebook. You can find it on YouTube, or just YouTube Getty Family Hymn Sing, and you can see the videos they've already done
all
with
free.
Keith and their girls and Kristen. It's just so, so incredibly beautiful. So watching you and your family, Keith, I did want to ask, would you have some encouragement to share with families that are maybe really struggling right now? They've never had to deal, in fact, with this much time together. Would you have some encouragement, some words of wisdom to be able to share?
Gosh, well, no, I really am. I'm not a family counselor. I wouldn't say I have much wisdom. I would say in all times of crisis, you know, it's make or break for all relationships. So that's our relationship with God. That's our relationship with our marriages. That's our relationship with our children. And so we have been afforded this wonderful opportunity. Kristen and I said in January this year, if we could just learn to be healthy, if we could just learn to have a bit more, you know, privacy in our what's a very busy life, if we could just learn to have more time with our kids and more time to look, plan for the future, it would be so much easier. And of course, would you believe it? This comes along and gives you all four of those things. So it is a wonderful opportunity for all of us. But I would say, as we talk on the phone with people, there still seems to be a naivety about what this actually is. This is not media hype, and this is not a crisis. There is a crisis coming in 3 weeks. That will actually be the crisis. So this is the calm before the crisis. And so that means two things. That means in 3 weeks' time, we're all going to know people who have died or are dying in this illness. But it also means we're probably going to be in our homes for several months. So rather than despair, I think all of us need to be building habits and building practices and maybe just being kinder to ourselves or just taking things a little bit slower. But I think we need to be building practices that really allow for us to be in this season for a long time. So I think that is the key. That is the key. Number one, to use this time to grow our relationship with the Lord, to grow our marriages, our grandchildren. We're never, ever again in our lives going to have this opportunity to have this concentrated time to work on our relationship with God, to learn to make our marriage better, to really get to know our kids in a deep way. It'll never come again. But secondly, take the long view in this. You know, we're going to be here for a long time. Don't be sort of making demands of ourselves, or if we don't do all the gym exercise we want to do one day, or we're not perfect parents. Don't, you know, go easy on ourselves. You know, rest well. Find ways that refresh yourself emotionally as well. And let's hopefully look back in 10 years' time that this was a turning point that each one of us, you know, the old Psalm 81 that I used to sing as a kid growing up was, "Wilt thou not in mercy turn and be our life again, that your people's heart will burn with the gladness of your name." And what a wonderful thing it would be if during this season that became the prayer for all of us. And we can look back in 2020 as a time that we finally fixed our eyes on the Lord and he transformed all those things that were most dear to us.
Well, I think it is so amazing, Keith. I have to ask about the timing of this, because your new song that you did in collaboration with some incredible artists, Christ Our Hope in Life and Death, it's just really debuting. I believe it debuted here maybe a couple of weeks ago or back in March. Yeah. How long ago were you guys working on this song? And then it comes out now. And boy, that feels like a God thing. Pretty big that this song comes out right now at this time in our country.
No, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. It's really bizarre, actually. But a bizarreness that is orchestrated by the Lord. We started working on this song 2 years ago. As you know, Getty Music was originally Kristen and I writing hymns, and it's now a team of hymn writers that all work together. And you know, two of the guys wanted to write a hymn on hope, and then another two wanted to write a hymn on the Heidelberg Catechism. So we were all in Ireland last year, and then I said, "Guys, why don't we combine the two ideas? Why don't we combine the two ideas?" And so we combined the two ideas, and we were working on this hymn, and we thought we'd have it ready for the Sing Conference, and we had to bail a week before the Sing Conference. We were so disappointed. And then we tried it in Falter, and it went well a couple of times, but we knew it wasn't finished, so we rewrote it again. And then we tried it in January, and then we finished a third verse in January. when we finally were just at a church, and it was First Baptist Jacksonville down in Florida, and they kindly agreed to let their version work. And we just released it. And you know, our label, our distributors, we were our own label, but our distributors wouldn't put it in Spotify until March. We were so cross. We were so disappointed. And then, of course, it just lands when it lands. So it really is the providence of God that it should land at this moment.
Well, that is so incredible. It's such a impactful and a powerful song. Keith Getty, thank you so much for your time today. Before I let you go, could I ask you to just lift up our country and everybody right now and all the families in prayer? Would that be okay?
Sure, sure. Maybe if I just use that psalm that I quoted earlier. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you at the beginning of a new day, and the clouds in the sky and the trees around us and the breath that is in our body all remind us that you are our creator and that you are our sustainer, and that you are from everlasting to everlasting. And the world was created by you. The world will know when this life ends. And yet, in this moment in time right now, many of us have fears. Many of us are struggling, honestly, to trust and to have faith and to know what's next, and it's not easy. And so, Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just acknowledge those things. We acknowledge that you are God, and that right now we are scared. And so we turn, first of all, to that beautiful psalm and say, wilt thou not in mercy turn and be our life again? That your people's heart will burn with the glories of your name. We think of people listening to this show, from grandparents scared for their health, to kids, to parents, to small business owners who are worried, to people who are unemployed. Father, we bring them all before you. We bring husbands and wives and families and those who would long to be married. We think of young children and the next generation who will grow up in a world that is very different to ours and has turned its back on God in many ways. Father, we pray for people who are yet to believe or perhaps have walked away from faith as well. At this time of realizing that all of us have only so many years in this life, and then we face God in eternity, might make each of them turn and ask that you would be their life again as well. We thank you for the ministry of this beautiful station. Father, we pray that it will be all the more vital in the next few months. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Keith Getty, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your incredible ministry, your incredible heart. And thank you just for what you and your family are doing right now to bring worship and joy into people's homes as well. Thank you so much for your time. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, absolute pleasure and honor to be on the show.